Good morning, Mrs. Wilson. Mrs. Jones. Chewing a cud, are we?
The whole town knows you're a gossip monger yourself, Mrs. Cheeverly.
I was telling Mrs. Wilson how Sarah Piddle's been arrested again.
And Mary Ann Lloyd. 25th time, drunk and disorderly. Wheeled off in a barrow, shouting, "Jail, do me no good, gentlemen."
I hear they're forcing them to drink Mrs. Beagle's syrup. Cures the liver, apparently.
The police are losing the battle. Free love, infamous dens.
There is a great evil in our town.
Thank our blessings for the temperance movement, knowing as we do the evil wrought in the homes of the people by drink.
Well, I heard last Sunday there was a kuru bar. They're just like wild orgies, but in the open air.
Tea is all you need.
This way's the soup kitchen.
I read that Tibbetts made a donation of 2 boxes of cocoa and bacon to the Barry Central Soup Kitchen last week.
Proud may Barry ever be. It's the shopkeepers that have kept the soup kitchen going since it started. I have donated tea and sugar.
I heard over 200 children every day are looking for their dinner.
But ladies, I forgot to say why I came to see you. The Reverend Hector, all the way from the United States, will be delivering his lecture on The Devil Dressed in White at Romilly Hall.
The Devil Dressed in White?
Alcohol!
Oh, it is the devil.
Then we must go.
We shall be steadfast in our efforts, ladies. Intemperance and inebriation will be stamped out.
The dens of drunkenness shall be no more.
Then, ladies, I invite you in for a nice cup of tea. The temperance party have a great deal to do.